Truth is censored, one name stands out, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Well, good morning, everyone, on this really super rainy day here from Cleveland, Ohio. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to all of you who are joining us here for our weekly morning coffee with Dr. T. For the last 22 years, I've done a lot of interviews, mostly on vaccines, but because I have so many years of medical experience, I wanted to talk about things more than just vaccines. That includes current events, health topics, anything that you want to talk about. It's an open forum question and answer, but please remember that I can't give specific medical advice. So please format your questions, put them in the Zoom or up in the chat in a way that will be more generic and we can answer to the whole group. So think of this as I picked this new background for us this morning that looks like a coffee shop. It just seems much more appropriate to be in a coffee shop having morning coffee. And I've got my morning coffee cup here that says my cup runneth over, Psalm 83, verse 6. So I hope you've got your cup of coffee here this morning to go ahead and get started on this rainy, rainy day. Somebody told me, I got a text message early this morning that there's supposed to be horrible weather here in Ohio today. That it's somewhere just north of Columbus, they're expecting to have a swarm of tornadoes between 1:30 p.m. this afternoon and about 9 o'clock tonight. Now, on my little weather app that has my local weather, it just says rain all day. So I'm just sort of saying that as an announcement. If you happen to live in central Ohio, keep your eyes peeled. Maybe you're just going to have rain all day. Maybe you'll have windy conditions, but just be alert. And you know, I listen to Z88.3 and they do a lot of weather announcements. And they always say, we want to tell you this to keep your family safe. And I just want to like turn off the radio every time I hear them say that, which implies that your family's never safe except if you hear from them. And you're always safe when your hope is in the Lord. So just be aware that there may be a lot of rain on the roads. If we get really, really heavy downpours, we may have some localized flooding. So just be aware if you're in central Ohio or across Ohio that there's a lot of weather, rain things that are happening today. I wanted to start with something that I thought was really kind of cute. Excuse me. I don't know. I'm assuming that all of you by now have signed up for my Substacks. If you've gone to drtenpenny.substack.com, and if you go to tenpennywalkwithgod.substack.com, you can sign up for both of them for free. I mean, if you feel like donating some money to support the cause and support the work, that's a great option, and I really appreciate all of it. I appreciate when you buy me coffee for $5 or $10. I mean, all of it goes in the pot, and I'm greatly appreciative, but I really don't believe in paywalls, except on special events that we do maybe once or twice a month to try to drive up membership. But I really don't believe, you know, I see a lot of Substacks that, you know, they give you the title of their Substack and maybe the first sentence and all the rest of it is behind a paywall. Well, I spend a lot of time writing these. I mean, it takes me a full day, maybe more, to write the I and the evidence. So when I'm working on now for this week, it's two parts. It's this week and next week. It's taken me days already of research. And the Unwalking with God usually takes me a full day. So if I'm going to spend all that time, I want people to read it. So please go out and join my Substacks, drtenpenny.com or drtenpenny.substack.com, which is Eye on the Evidence, which is more medically related, has hyperlinks to PubMed. Sometimes I talk about timely topics and from a medical perspective. Sometimes I just talk about something that is in the news that I think is kind of interesting and I want to research it and write about it. We've had pretty good response. I get quite a few reads and quite a few comments, so they must resonate with people a little bit. But please go out and join me. Just even if you just join for free, it doesn't cost you anything. They only come out once a week. Now we do post our morning coffees there on Tuesday, and we do post our Brighteon interviews there on Thursday. Because people kind of like a central place where they can go and they can read and listen all at the same time. And we started that at the beginning of this year, and it seems to be working out very, very well for our listeners and our viewers. And so if you miss morning coffees and you want to get the information that we talked about, they are posted at drtenpenny.substack.com on Tuesday, usually Tuesday afternoons after we process this from the morning. And then if you can't join us on Monday night for our live Brighteon.tv shows, they are available on drtenpenny.substack.com on Thursdays. And we generally have really interesting guests. We talk about things that we don't talk about in any of our other channels. They're a different guest with a different focus, usually singularly focused and pretty deep conversations. So those are there on Tuesday and Thursday. My Substacks just come out on Friday and Sunday. Occasionally, I'll post things to members on either Monday or Wednesday, usually not Monday, because we've got this week with Dr. T and the deep dive, and then we've got our Brighteon show on Monday night. So I usually post something. If I'm going to post something to members, it's on Wednesday. And I don't do that very often because there's lots of Substacks that I know that people read. There's lots of information, a lot of good authors. A lot of them are really good friends of mine, and I know you look at a lot of different places, but I want to make things available for when you're looking at them. Or if you want to go, if you say, wow, you know, when she had so-and-so guest on a few weeks ago, I can't find it on Brighteon. I can't find any of my shows on Brighteon after they've been posted. Michelle and I talked about this yesterday. She said they're in the search. They probably are, but I can't find them. So I prefer to go to my own site and listen and re-listen to them if I want to listen to something that they've talked about. So we work really hard to bring interesting guests of different topics, of things that you just don't hear everywhere. Authors and a lot of authors with really unique topics of things we don't generally talk about. And this week with Dr. T. And if you like that Monday morning show and you like listening to that person that is on for that interview, then they stay around for an extra hour after we click off. They stay around for an extra, 35 to 45 minutes, and they do what's called the deep dive with Dr. T. And the deep dive conversation that I have with them is a personal account. I usually start with, where were you born? And tell me a little bit about growing up. What do you think the biggest problem in the world is today, and how would you resolve it? And then we get into some heavier types of questions like that, like, what does God mean to you? How would you like to be remembered? And then a round of quick questions like, what do you like to do for fun? And you've traveled a lot. What's your favorite country and why? Do you have a favorite cuisine? Do you have a favorite music? Do you have a favorite author? So these people that you might know from seeing them on conferences or seeing them in events, like maybe the Truth About Cancer events, or you see them at Clay Clark events, and they always talk about, when we're on the stage, we talk about our thing. Like when I'm on the stage, I talk about vaccines. But in the deep dive conversations, they are much more personal. And almost every single person that I've done the deep dive conversation with, after we do the This Week with Dr. Tia, which is timely, it's about their book or about their current events or what they're doing or how they got to where they are or whatever. It's much more businesslike. When we get over to doing the deep dive, almost every single one of those guests say, you know what? I've never been asked these questions before. I've never had an opportunity to talk about things like this before. And the last question I always ask them is, what words of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience today? And some of the things they say are jaw-dropping. Some are shocking. Some of them are just heartwarming and moving. And for those of you that are premium podcast members, you pay for that already. That's part of your premium podcast membership, is to have access to those deep dive interviews, because they're only inside of the portal and they're only for you if you're a member. So don't miss those. And, you know, you're driving, you're running the vacuum cleaner, you're exercising. You know, we now are on multiple different podcasts. We've got those. We're going to be putting a lot of our interviews, especially the deep dives and the morning coffees, up on Spotify and iTunes. And we finally got approved for all of these. It took about a year to get these approvals. So, you know, if you're a member, those things are for you. If you're a member, you get a lot of special discounts and promo codes and things like that that you can use that give you additional discounts for the things that are part of what we sell, because that's how we earn our money. And, you know, I had a conversation with somebody, text conversation earlier with somebody this week. And this is an old conversation that has been around for as long as I've been doing this stuff. So 25 years, you know, I'll get somebody who's in a snit about how dare we charge for anything that we do. This particular person was upset because we have been promoting Scott McKay's event that he's doing in May here in Ohio. And we're helping him promote it, first because Scott's a friend, second because I like what he's doing, and third, I'm speaking there. I'm going to be speaking at that event. So we're helping him promote it. And this particular person was really mad because he was charging money for tickets. Like, how dare we? Isn't our mission to educate? And I, as gently as I could, said, well, you know, we give a lot of information out for free in interviews, in podcast, in like Substacks, in things that we write, in interviews with other people. There's a ton of stuff that we do for free. And we also have bills. And for those people that watch these things online or they listen to them, in fact, that was one of this person's comment was, well, why don't you just do it online so it could be free for everyone? Well, unless you're in, have an online internet business, you don't have any idea how expensive it is. I mean, we pay for hosting fees and server fees and email internet fees. And, you know, we have writers that write for us that they get paid. We have staff, they work their butts off, they want to get paid, you know, and so there's a way that we can, you know, we have to promote some of these things. Now, you know, it's just like watching a television commercial. I mean, those commercial people who buy those commercials or radio ads, you know, those vendors are letting people know what they have available that is for sale because they need to earn a living. And when you do this for a living, you need to earn a living. So we put a lot of things out there. That doesn't mean that every single thing that we talk about, every single thing that we promote is, you know, pull out your credit card and buy something. But it's sooner or later, out of maybe 20 or 30 things, you might go, you know, I like that, or I'm running low on that, or I love that t-shirt and that coffee mug. I'm going to get that once in a while. And if you're doing that to thousands of people, it brings people together, and it's like advertisements that you see anywhere, in a magazine, on the radio, on YouTube. Oh my gosh, the YouTube advertisements are insane. There are so many of them sometimes. So it's no different with what I'm doing, or Scott McKay's doing, or Eric Napudi, or Brian Artis, or any of those people that they have product lines and they have things to sell. It's how you earn a living. It's how people who do advertisements in the other venues that I talked about, it's what they do. So I don't think it's appropriate for people to take offense at that. I mean, it's just what happens in the marketplace, and it's what's happening in marketing. And, you know, it's sort of like you put something in front of somebody's face. It doesn't mean they have to jump through the hoop and buy it. It means here's what we have available. If you like it, buy it. If you don't, move on. If you like what we say in my Substacks, if you like it, great. Like it, make a comment. If you don't like it, move on. I mean, I don't know. I read a Substack. I subscribe to Peter McCullough's Substack, and John Leake. He and John Leake wrote Peter's book, and he and John is an official writer. He's a journalist and he writes books, and that's what he does. And I know John, and he's really an interesting guy. He's got an incredible depth of knowledge in his background. And he and Peter kind of take turns writing their Substack that they write. And yesterday morning, when I was reading John's Substack that he wrote on there that morning, he addressed this in such an incredible way. he said, you know, all the Substacks, when I post them or when Peter posts them, I read all the comments and I learn a lot. I learn from people who like what I say. I learn from people who differ their opinions. I read when people like add additional links, you know, like for your information, John, did you check this out? He said, I learn a lot and it brings me forward and makes me a better writer and makes me do better things for my audience. But what I really don't take kindly to is why people have to be so mean. Why do they have to call me a conspiracy theorist? Why do they have to tell me this isn't your, you know, your area of expertise? You shouldn't be writing on this. If you don't like it, move on. Why do people feel like if in the anonymity of sitting behind their computer with a fake name and a faceless comment that they have the right to just, you know, throw darts every chance they get? So I'm hoping that people will listen to this and kind of take it to heart. If you know, it was kind of like when you were grown, when you grow up, if your mom used to tell you, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Well, if you don't have a good comment to write or a atta girl or an atta boy, or hey, here's another link you might want to look at, or something that contributes positively to the conversation, keep your mouth shut. It's kind of how I think about it. You know, all of us work really hard to do the best we can for our audiences and for the people that support us and pray for us and buy from us and just show up and are part of our conversations. We really care about you, and we really care about you as an audience. And I think we all, my whole team and my whole staff, we all work really hard to bring interesting things, points of comments that you won't see in other places. That's what we do on This Week with Dr. T, what we do on our Brighteon show. And that's also what we do on Tuesday night with Happy Hour. We bring in pastors and authors and Christian business people to discuss things that you're probably not going to hear anywhere else. And if it's a book that we're talking about, it's like you get a mini free book review when they talk about what their book is about and what prompted them to write it and something, things that are behind it. So we work really hard and we really appreciate your support. We appreciate you being here. We appreciate all of you that have signed up for the boot camp. You know, boot camp starts on Thursday. And if you haven't signed up yet for the Five Docs boot camp, you can go to learningforyou.org/5docs2024. My team has put together incredible videos and graphics and explanations. All five of us docs have done little mini videos to tell you what we're going to be talking about. And we may not do this again. This may be your last opportunity to see a Five Docs boot camp. Remember, you're getting 9 hours of information. 5 1-hour weeks on Thursday nights for 5 weeks, and then a 4-hour webinar on May the 4th for solutions for mind, body, and spirit from the Five Docs. I mean, these are five physicians with big platforms and lots of knowledge and experience that are spending their time. We've had a lot of behind the scenes conversations about what to talk about and how to make it interesting, how to make it different. We've had meetings. My team has scrambled and worked really hard. I mean, it's a lot of work to put these on. And people that think when they watch things online for free that it's just free. Well, it's not just free. It costs an enormous amount to put it together. In fact, I said to this person who was complaining to me, I said, do you have any idea how much it costs to put on an event? We had an open house a couple of weeks ago at my ECP clinic. We spent over $2,000 putting that open house together. It was free. We didn't sell tickets. It was free and 30 people came. We were grateful for the 30 people, but for the amount of effort we put into it, we were hoping for 300. And so it's a big deal when we do these sorts of things. And I know everybody works really hard in their life. It doesn't matter what they do. If they're a stay-at-home mom, if they're a seamstress, if they are a waitress, if they are a high executive, it doesn't matter. We all work really hard. And so I just hope that you guys will come. You'll join us. And Cookie, I think we've got a new last-minute offer that we're doing for people. Do you want to explain that to people?
We do. So we have launched a refer a friend promo for the Five Docs Boot Camp. And basically what that is if you are registered for the boot camp and you refer a friend who also registers for the boot camp, you each get a free course on learningforyou.org. Now, there are some stipulations. The course can't be over $100, and we have to validate, which will happen just after boot camp launches. But it doesn't matter if you're a new registrant or if you registered back for early bird registration, as long as you both are registered and you let us know, we will provide you the coupon to get your courses, so for each of you to get your courses. Now for the new regist for the referrals, if they go into their checkout, as they're checking out, there is a note box. They can just put your the name and email of the person who referred them, and we will log that information and validate it. And if you forget to do that, no worries. Just email help at learningforyou.org. That's LEARNING, the number 4YOU.org. And send us an email there. We'll give us the information. We'll verify the information and we will honor that promotion. So you have 3 days left up until the 4th to register. Take advantage of that new promo because that is a phenomenal offer to get a free course. There are so many things on Learning for You that you can use to put in your bucket of knowledge and help create a better world. You're muted, Dr. T.
I did that to clear my throat. Quickie did great at explaining that. And I don't know if Michelle, if one of you can it maybe open up Learning for You and click on the catalog at the top and scroll down and show people all the different types of courses that are available. That if you've never been over there and you don't know, there's a ton. There's a lot of things, and we're going to be adding a lot of things coming up after the first of the year. I mean, after the boot camp is over, we've already had meetings about this. It's a great site. It's a sister site. Learning for You, Vaxtra.com, which is now called the Tenpenny Report, DrTenpenny.com. They're all my sites. They're all available. So up at the top there, at the top before you scroll down, there it says course catalog. Yeah. You can see all the different types of courses that are available, that we have put in there that are available to you. And they're timeless. I mean, things that may have been done a couple of years ago. I mean, information about pertussis really doesn't change, or information about tetanus really doesn't change. It's the same forever. So you can kind of get a feel for and kind of an understand what that is. Then I'm going to say just one more thing, and then we'll move on to our questions here this morning. One of the Substacks that I did a couple of weeks ago, actually, it was right before Palm Sunday. It was called Happiness Hacks, and I want to read this to you. That I was kind of like, is there anything? I'm so tired of all this negative news all the time, so I typed the words "any good news out there" into my browser. And to my surprise, I came up with several sites. One was positive.news, good news network, goodnewsnetwork.org, sunnyskies.com/good news, onlygoodnewsdaily.com, goodgoodgood.co for good news, YouTube user good news network. I mean, and then I wrote, wow, who knew? And I did that without any really digging. There's a smorgasbord of happiness to look through every day. So if you are a Substack member, you can go back and you can find that, and you can find all of those links to look at. And there's one, it's called Positive News, positive.news, and I can remember that one, that I look over there occasionally and see what's going on. And this morning they have a section on there that's called the quote of the day. And this one really resonated with me, and I thought I would just share it with you before we move on to questions this morning. It was from Woodrow Wilson, so a long time ago. And here's the quote: "The man who is swimming against the stream knows the strength of it." The man who is swimming against the stream knows the strength of it. Obviously, that just resonated with me as the part of the disinformation dozen, part of the people education about the truth about vaccines, all the different things that we do that is really kind of non-mainstream. When we talk about parasites, when we talk about all the different vaccines and the problems with them, all the COVID information that I gave out there, the man who is swimming against the stream knows the strength of it by Woodrow Wilson. I thought that was pretty profound. And actually, I don't know if I can do this, Cookie, but let me see if I can. Oh, wait a second. Where did that go? I'll see if I can copy it, see if it'll go up here. Yeah. There it is. So that was the link. If you want to go back and read it or bookmark it or look at this particular page, which is the Good News Network's, thegoodnewsnetwork.org. And they have a site called Good News, or they have a tab called Good News. They have Good News Talks, Good News Gifts, Get Involved, Quote of the Day. And it's just something that's uplifting and a little bit more happy in terms of good news that just on a daily sort of basis. That may be something that you just want to have around on those days where you feel kind of melancholy or like, man, the world's coming to an end. Sometimes you just feel like Chicken Little, right? The sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And to go over and read something like that that's a little bit uplifting, or you can go to my tenpennywalkwithgod.substack.com and read some of those substacks. We just released our new book. It is called Walk with God. It's a compilation of all of my Sundays, a lot of my Sunday substacks. We divided it into two parts. I put them into categories. It was hundreds of human hours to put this together. And it's now available if you go to drtenpenny.com. It's now available as an ebook if you want to download it and read it as an ebook, or you will be able to purchase it as a print copy probably within the next week or two. It's going to be available. And I think that this is the type of book, excuse me, it's not a one and done. It's not like reading a novel or reading a nonfiction book that you start at page one and you go, yada, 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 the end, page 340. It's a book of lots of beautiful pictures and colors and inspirational things that I hope that people will use for a long time to come, that you can scan down the table of contents and you can look at something that you need to hear about today, like God is in your corner or God's fighting for you, or inspirational things about obedience. Cookie, do you have the, did you put the link up there? I can't see.
Yes, it was put up a little while ago and it's getting put up right now.
Okay. So if you want to have it on your phone and you can have it as an ebook, you can get it there. If you would prefer to wait until it's out as a print copy, which will be probably within the next 2 weeks, that you can get it from our site as a print copy. And then we're going to have some special events, some hardback copy books like personally signed, that those are going to be available too. But for right now, if you want to have it on your phone, you can get it there. So I'm really proud of it. It was a lot of work. And I was so surprised at how much work it was to put it together. We're talking about several months and hundreds of hours of work to put it together. And I was so surprised because I already had most of the writing done. I had most of the writing done, but I had to go through it four times to make sure all of the verbs were in present tense and all everything applied to today, because some of those things I wrote during COVID and the message was still the same, but I needed to bring it up to present tense. And then Diane did all the beautiful design and Jackie did all the heavy lifting on the back end, finding us a publisher and all of those things. And then we hired Laura Fisher Anderson. Some of you may know her from our previous boot camps. She goes by LFA. We hired LFA because she's like an eagle eye. She's an incredible editor. So I hired her to go through the book and look at all the periods and commas and quotation marks and all the things that needed to be done on a final copy edit. And it was a lot of work. In fact, I said to Chris Northrup the other day, because she's obviously written a lot of books, and I said, Chris, you can really relate to this. I mean, just writing the book, writing the text, like I'm working on two different books right now. Just writing the book is a lot of work, but that's like phase one. That's probably 25% of the production of a book. So when you go to a bookstore go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you go and you buy books and you pick up that book, know that writing that book, the author who wrote that book, it's about 25 to 30% of the protection of putting that book in your hands. He writes the story, does the research, does all the things. And then there's editors and copy editors and layouts and publication things and book design, cover design, back copy, asking people to write recommendations. I mean, that book in your hand represents hundreds, if not thousands of hours worth of work. So having written books before, but a long time ago, I mean, my most recent book came out in 2008 and is out of print right now. This was a whole different animal, and the books going forward are going to be a whole different animal. And I have a whole different appreciation for authors. I hope you will too. And it doesn't matter if it's my book or somebody else's book, whoever you buy. I mean, I'm a big fan of Brad Thor. He puts out one book a year. It's a suspense thriller novel, kind of military type of book. I have every single one of his books. I think he's written 23 books and I've read all of them. They're a fast read and I enjoy his writing style and all the research that he puts into it. And I, you know, after 23 books with the same character sort of pulling through the book, I appreciate how hard that is to do. I mean, to come up with a whole new storyline that wasn't repeated before and it's something different that holds your audience's attention. I mean, that's a really, really big deal. So I have a whole new appreciation for putting together a book and authors and things like that. So think about that from a different perspective. So let's hop over and do some questions. There's a few questions in the Q&A this morning, which is really kind of nice. So let's start at the top. Remind me why I need to sign up for the 5-box boot camp. Is there a way to make payments? I don't think we have a payment plan. And where you go to sign up is learning4you.org. I always spell that out because people might put learning for and spell it and then just letter you. But the correct spelling is learning4you.org/5-docs bootcamp. And so, or you know, it's right there. Cookie's showing you what that is, learning for you. And that's where you go to learn about. And if you scroll down the page, it will tell you what we're going to talk about each week. Scroll down the page a little bit there, Cookie. It tells you what you're going to get, what each person is talking about for each one of the weeks. And each doc is kind of, there's a main presenter and then a second doc that's there to help with the conversation. So Larry's doing all of his alone. My primary thing I'm talking about is censorship. And I sent my PowerPoint presentation to Lee and she said, wow, this is really good. I really learned a lot. Now for Lee Merritt to say, I really learned a lot. I felt like mea culpa. I felt so honored for that because, man, she is a wizard at research. And so we'll be doing that together. And that's what it's all about. So you can see. So that's that. And there are no payment plans. It's a one-time payment of $395 that you get 9 hours of educational events specifically with the 5 docs. On the follow-up webinar, it's 3 hours of information and an hour of Q&A. And if you're registered for the boot camp and all the way through the boot camp, as we're doing those 5 weeks, you can send your questions into support@learningforyou.org. And Cookie and Heather will collate them. So we'll have some Q&A, some questions already ahead of time. That we may be able to answer some things as we go along, but we will definitely be able to get to as many of those as possible. I mean, if there's hundreds of them, we will probably have to put them together and prioritize them. And we'll do our best to answer everybody's question.
Just one quick correction. It's help@learningforyou.org.
Oh, help. So it's not support. All right. So help@learningforyou.org is where you can send your questions. Okay, the second question is 3 questions. Is there a way to diagnose shedding? Not really. I mean, what would you test? It really isn't even an accurate test for spike proteins. Some of them can be done by electrophoresis, but nobody's going to test for that. So there's really no way to diagnose it, except if somebody suddenly has a bunch of new symptoms that they didn't have before and they've been around a bunch of vaccinated people, you can at least strongly suspect that something was transmitted over to them. Are there protocols to remove parasites? Yes, Lee Merritt has a protocol. She's actually done information for us on Learning for You. And there's a course by Jason Dean on Learning for You. It's all about parasites. And most of my staff has gone through his parasite protocol. So I don't know if you guys want to make a Heather, if you're still there. I know you did it. I'm not sure about Cookie.
I'm actually doing it now. I'm doing a round right now.
Didn't you do it before too?
I have, yes.
And what was your experience with doing that?
You expel a lot of things from your colon, which is good. Let's okay. put it that way. Everyone has a different experience depending on your level of toxicity. So there are different approaches. You can do a protocol that's a short duration and build up the longer duration, which is what's recommended, so your body acclimates. But my experience was I had increased mental clarity. I had, it helps clean out my liver, which is working really hard to keep me clean. But my experience was just an overall increase in my general wellness. I sleep better, as I said, more mental clarity, more energy. And I think accepting that parasites are part of the daily life and that it's not a one and done and that it's part of my health journey that will need repeating was valuable for my psyche to say, okay, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to repeat it as time passes. Because until we stop living in toxic soup, I will still have exposure just like the rest of us, right?
Yeah, that's really true. It's like people who take zeolite, one of the products that we promote. And there's been a lot of conflict up recently about zeolite. And actually, we're working hard to get some scientists, some real scientists, some people that are bench researchers that, when I say real scientists, I mean, they are in the lab and they do bench research and they do that kind of scientific stuff to talk about the different forms of zeolite, the ones that are better than others. And why we particularly like Touchstone, and we've been using Touchstone for the last 3 years and we're not changing, and we're going to get together a group of people to talk about that and tell you why. And people say, well, how long do I have to take this? And I say, well, I don't know. When you find the corner of the world that's non-toxic, doesn't have chemtrails, doesn't have junk in the water, doesn't have junk in your food, and it's this pristine Garden of Eden place, let me know. I want to move there with you. But when you find that place, that's when you can stop doing detox, stop doing parasite detox, and stop doing any sort of detox like with zeolite. So Mark also Dr. asked T, about
what? Can I add something to the parasite conversation that Heather was talking about? I did my own version of an A/B test while I was doing mine. And so I did it without the zeolite for the first part of it, and then I added the zeolite to the second part of it, and there was a massive difference. So I was kind of going through this with Dr. Jason Dean as well as it was going along, and I noticed a lot more. How did Heather gently say it?
Heather, a lot of things that come out of your colon, sort of gently thing like that.
Yes, and it was a big difference. So and Jason and I have been working really closely about making sure that people are using the two together, because it just makes a big difference. And the zeolite makes the gut uninhabitable for parasites, because the parasites feed on heavy metals. So that's just wanted to add that in there.
Good, that's good. Thanks for adding that in there, Michelle. The next question part is, I've done ECP about 15 months ago and plan to follow up soon. I'm on a good keto diet. My weight is reasonable, but not looking to find a cure. I'm looking to find a cure for insulin resistance not related to carbohydrate intake. My blood sugar remains about 160 to 170 versus where it should be, at least down to around 120. You know, I think the glucose control, if you tried that, and if you tried Cardio Miracle, I mean, both of those supplements have, the Cardio Miracle will have the nitric oxide to vasodilate and to get things flushed out of your system better. The glucose control will balance out your blood sugar. And one of the things it talks about doing is improving insulin resistance. I take it every single day. I really like it. It's probably one of those few, the few supplements that I take. And I mentioned this last week when we were talking. I take 45 pills a day. So when people say, oh, I don't want to take two more pills, I'm sorry. I love you, but I don't have much empathy. I've got my system down into it's a system now. And I take part of what I take every day is the glucose control, and it really does take the munchies away and balances out my blood sugar. In fact, I've lost another 3 pounds, and there's no reason for me to. My diet has been the same. My exercise thing has maybe increased a little bit, but not enough to burn off 3 pounds. And I think it's because I'm not munchy. I'm not, feeling like I need to eat a banana or I need to have some raisins or I need to have something else to eat. So try the glucose control. I don't know. Is the BOGO still on for that, Michelle? I'm not sure if it
We
is.
don't have the BOGO, but we do have a, for anyone in the US, it's a $10 bottle. For anyone outside the US, I always say it's a $50 off offer. But if you're American, if you're in the US, it's 10 bucks. If for your first purchase, you can go to, we have a short link that we created. It's bit.ly, so bit.ly, bit.ly/gluco10, GLUCO10. And Diane will put it up, I'm sure, in the studio there for people to see the asset more easily. And we also have it if you go just, I always tell people, go to drtenpenny.com. If you want to find anything we talk about, it's there. So just go to the shop section and go down to your $10 bottle for glucose control and grab it there. It's really worth it. We all use
Excellent.
it here.
Well, for Mark, there you go, Mark. For $10, give it a try. Give it a try. And we hope to see you again in at the ECP clinic really soon. The next question that came up here is, what do I recommend for recurring cough, exhaustion for a person who's not vaccinated? Oh my goodness. I can't answer that, Dorothy. It's way too much in terms of specific recommendations. I will just say that for a recurring cough, there is a product that we have. Let me see. It's in our store. It's called Air Max. It's a chewable, so it's not just one more pill. It's a chewable that takes away like post-nasal drip and that sort of feeling that you need to have in your throat all the time. They're chunky. They're really crunchy, and you can take up to six of those a day. I take them occasionally when it like opens your airways and it takes away that recurring sort of tightness in your chest and just that coughy sort of thing. It's called Air Max. It's by Nutritional Frontiers. I think you can find it on Amazon too, but maybe the girls can find it and put it up on the store. But I like it. I keep a bottle in my cupboard all the time. So if I feel congested, or sometimes it opens up my air passages, sometimes at night if I feel kind of congested, and it takes away that post-nasal drip sort of feeling in the back of your throat. Let's see. Kathy asked me about what do I think about RFK Jr. running for president. I'm going to stay neutral on that one. Thank you for asking, but I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to stay neutral on that because politics is a hot topic, and people either love you or hate you based on what your decision is. I don't want to get into polarization of who I support, but right now I'm going to stay neutral on Trump. And I will say, I cannot believe that Biden's running. He's the puppet for somebody is actually the person that's really running. But I think that every day that that man is out in public is elder abuse. And I've said that for 3 years. I mean, he's obviously got dementia. He can't think his way out of a paper bag. And I think that the rest of the world is laughing at us. For that is the person that we call our leader, and it's got his finger on the red button. That's scary. So, Trump, RFK Jr., I'm not gonna say. I'm just going to say I'm absolutely not for Biden. How's that? I'll just say it for there. Next question is, can you talk about Valley Fever? Any info on where that comes from and how it starts and preventing it? Don't know anything about Valley Fever, Lydia. I've not researched that. I can't even make a comment about it because it's not anything that I have any depth of knowledge about, even superficial knowledge about. My 20-year-old daughter gets random nosebleeds. She went to an ear, nose, and throat, cauterized the blood vessels. You know, most of the time in the winter, and maybe you can respond to this, Liz, but most of the time in the winter when people get random nosebleeds, it's a humidity problem inside of your house, that it's really super dry air. I know I don't have to do that so much in this house, but I know in other places that I've lived, I always had took pans of water, like tin pie pans, because as the heat from, if you have furnace vents on the floor, and as the heat comes up on that metal of the tin pie pan, it makes the water evaporate more. I mean, that was the down and dirty man's way for not putting a humidifier in the house, but that would add humidity to the house, which is better for your house. It's better for your drywall and your wood and all those things to not be so dried out. So I would say most of the time it's a vitamin C issue. You don't have enough vitamin C to have a clotting factor. But more than that, it's in the wintertime. It's having not enough humidity in your house or in your room. And I would start with that. It's simple. Vitamin C, especially vitamin C ascorbates, the powdered form. You can dose it up to bowel tolerance really super easily by just adding a little bit more sprinkle to your water every day. And then that's an easy home remedy for a humidifier that you don't need to invest in a humidifier. And they get humidifiers, unless you pay close attention to them and clean them regularly, end up to have a lot of mold and things like that in them. And they're really kind of gross. The pie pans, the metal pie pans, as soon as they evaporate, you can stick them in the dishwasher and wash them and then fill them up again and set them on the floor. So hopefully that will give you give her a little bit of relief. I see Cardio Miracle contains both K1 and K2 for someone on taking Plavix and a baby aspirin. K1 is not contraindicated with Plavix. It's contraindicated with Coumadin. And aspirin doesn't do much. They've really gone away from most modern cardiologists, I will say, and I'll stop short at throwing mud at cardiologists from there. Don't recommend a baby aspirin anymore. And the main reason is because it causes too much clotting factor issues, and it depletes a lot. Aspirin taken daily depletes a lot of nutrients from your body. It depletes B vitamins. It depletes iron. It's hard on your stomach. So I wouldn't take the baby aspirin. If you need something more, get some natokinase. The natokinase, I take 3 of those a day, every day. I've taken it for years, long before even COVID, because of my strong family history of heart problems. I take 3 natokinase a day. I take them at bedtime. And then I take a lot of omega-3s. I take it as beef tallow. Beef tallow is a lot more concentrated. I guess it was Chris Northrup that told me about that. I take those tablets. They come as little gel caps. They look like the natokinase, or they look like CoQ10. And up your omega-3s, up your natokinase, and stop the baby aspirin. And that will be a good substitute for the baby aspirin. And K1 and K2 are not contraindicated with Plavix. It works by a completely different mechanism of action than Coumadin. It's contraindicated in Coumadin, but not Plavix. And let me pull up something here for just a second, because you mentioned for cardiac stents. LOWN, I think is the name of it. Loan Institute. Yeah, I think I talked about this a little bit last week. But it's worth mentioning again because somebody had mentioned about ECP. The Loan Institute, and it's spelled L-O-W-N Institute, the Loan Institute has done an incredible research protocol. I think they had, let me see if I can find it here real quickly. They looked at 1,773 hospitals. I think they had something like 2 million data points. And the key takeaway from their research that they did this over a three-year period of time, 2019, 20, and 21, U.S. hospitals performed more than 229,000 unnecessary coronary stents from 2019 to 2021. That's the rate of one every 7 minutes. Of approximately 1 million stents placed by hospitals, 22% met the criteria of overuse. Medicare wasted as much as $2.4 billion on unnecessary stents. The rates of overuse varied widely. Some hospitals used more than 50% of all stents met criteria for overuse, while other hospitals, it was down around 5%. This study gives you a list of hospitals and where they were overused. And I would say that because I'm in Cleveland and because the Cleveland Clinic is known for a world-class care and they've been all about their cardiac program, 32% of their stents, 32% were placed unnecessarily. And so this is one of the reasons, and I'll put the link in here. I'll put it so that you can go and look at all of these different things. Let me see.
I put the Loan Institute Inc. Link on in the chat, Dr. T, and I sent it to Diane for the studio. It's LOWNINSTITUTE.org, loaninstitute.org.
Yeah, and loan is spelled L-O-W-N, L-O-W-N. It's after this Dr. Loan, who was a massive cardiologist who thought that these things were placed unnecessarily, and he started the Loan Institute. He was a cardiologist for more than 50 years, and he started this organization to look at that overuse and medical waste of dollars within the healthcare system. And this has gotten a lot of press. Because, you know, the people that gets, you know, because there are so many things that you can do instead of stents. You can do ECP, which is our ECP that we have here in Cleveland, which is Tenpenny Health Restoration Center in Cleveland. We have ECP Studio in Ventura, California. Excuse me, ECP can be, you know, if you do ECP, it opens up your blood vessels and many, many times you don't need any other procedures for that. There's lots of supplements you can take. You can take natokinase. You can take omega-3s. You can take EDTA. There's one product that's in our store that I highly recommend that takes away blockages. I can say from personal experience, it takes away minor blockages. I was having some chest pain on exertion. I didn't want to go through any of that cardiac stuff. And now after I read the stent stuff, I didn't want to do that either. So I started taking Kelex, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, maybe a little bit longer. I take 2 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. Chest pain, shortness of breath, exercise fatigue, all better. So the person who asked earlier about what do I do for just overall wellness, maybe that might be something that, because it's oral EDTA. And the oral EDTA cleans out your body of all kinds of heavy metals. When it cleans out the heavy metals, if you've got some minor little blockages in your heart vascular tree, once the metals are gone, the body can reabsorb some of the calcium things that are there. So there's so many things that you can do instead of this. Yes, that Kelex. That's the one that I use. And it's 120 capsules. I take 4 a day. I think you can, if you're not having a lot of problems, you could probably take 2 a day, which makes that last a little bit longer. But that's the product that I use and have used for a while. And from personal experience can tell you that it really works. Or at least it really worked for me. You know, I'm an N-of-1. It really worked for me. And, you know, when they say that the nanobot technologies and things like that are in the COVID jabs can be disrupted, I'm not sure that they can be chelated out. But they can be disrupted by IV EDTA. Well, I would say that probably applies also for oral EDTA. You don't want to, you want to take it away from taking the rest of your minerals as much as you can. You know, and a combination of the Chelex plus the zeolite spray really helps to get rid of stuff out of your system. And so those are some things that you might want to add to your armamentarium. And if your cardiologist, if those listening to you are saying, well, I really think that you need to, we need to talk about getting a stent. I think that you need to show them this results from this institute, because it was a very big study. If they looked at over 1,700 hospitals, and I think I couldn't find the exact number, but I think if I remember correctly, it was about 2 million data points that they actually used. And there was a physician in here. They have something that on their website that's called the Shekreli. It's spelled Shekreli. Shekreli Awards, which is the worst in healthcare profiteering and dysfunction. And one of the, they have 10 that are listed here. And I think they put these up at least once a year, maybe twice a year. But there was one, there was a physician, it says that actually put, one patient received 41 stents during 44 heart catheterizations. It was almost as if anything that was crooked got a stent. And that is just absolutely amazing. It said any narrowed artery seems to be a fair target for this alleged king of coronary artery stents. So you can see what, you know, some of the bad medications and different things that are probably not being done correctly. I really have a lot of confidence in this organization. I think what they're doing is really, really good, including they have a nonprofit hospital pays CEO a stunning salary of $35 million. Think within that hospital system what they could do paying for real care for people with ruptured appendix and asthma attacks and things that really did need medical care with $35 million instead of paying their executive physician that much money. Anyways, you guys might get a kick out of looking at that site and just seeing what's out there, what and seeing that somebody is paying attention to that healthcare dollar waste and inappropriate care that happens inside of our system. I've had so many conversations recently, and I mean really recently, with people about setting up a parallel system. I think that there's a lot of spiritual and emotional and psychological energy going into that we can't take down and destroy and fight against the system that's already there, the World Economic Forum or the Gates Foundation of all that. It's too solid. It's like trying to fight against a steel wall. They've been there too long. It's too much money. It's too much power. They own everything. So let them implode under their own weight. Let's go over here. And instead of trying to fight against them, let's go over here and create something new. Almost like if we build it, they will come. And it has to be something outside of the insurance system. It has to be based on health and not on sick care. It has to be based on some self-responsibility. And that's part of the conversations that I've been having with people. We're saying that that's the biggest problem, is getting people to have self-responsibility. I listened to a video the other day. Yesterday. I signed up for a course, and these are some of the things that I'm listening to write some of the Substacks that will be coming up about what's happening or what has happened, not only what is happening, what has happened already to our food. And there was a survey that they did that they were talking about, would people eat new and novel foods, you know, like bug flour and, you know, that sort of thing. And I'm going to write about this, so I'll spare you the details. Plus, I'm running out of time. But I will tell you that the one thing that came out, they surveyed 2,500 people, and they broke their answers into four categories. And the one category, they called them innovators. They called them early adopters. The category that they called laggards, which was kind of a disparaging name, but that's what they called them, laggards. It was 47% of people that do not want to change. They like what they're doing. They don't think diet and nutrition has anything to do with their health. They're going to eat what they eat, drink what they drink, smoke what they smoke, and they're not going to adopt anything. It will take a nuclear bomb going off in their world, probably a personal health event, before they decide that maybe they should change their ways. 47%. That's the reason that we're struggling to come up with a new healthcare system, in my opinion. Because people aren't willing to adopt and change. People like what they like, and they like doing what they're doing, and they don't want to add supplements. They don't want to add exercise. They don't want to take trans fats out of their diet because they taste good. They don't want to give up their fast food. They don't want to start cooking at home and eating vegetables again. That's one of the challenges. So I'll challenge everybody that's listening here today and in the future, think about where you fall into. Are you an early adopter? Are you a person that will adopt? The early adopters were 22%. The next category of people that would adopt, but they needed more information first, was 10%, only 10%. Then 22%, they categorize as the people that have Fitbits and read labels and, you know, they want information. They're willing to adopt and change, but only when they can be satisfied that they're moving towards something better. That's, 53% are the early adopters, the 10% and the 22%. Do you fall into one of those categories, or do you fall into the category of the 47% that you don't want to change, you don't want to investigate, you don't want to research, you just like life the way that it is? Well, I've run through all of our questions here this morning. Cookie, I have time for maybe one more because we're out of time this morning. Was there anything that came up in the chat you want me to address?
Nope, you've addressed it all.
Okay, so one last time, you've got today and tomorrow to enroll in the boot camp. Cookie, tell them again what the new purchase office is for just today and tomorrow, and that's it, and then it goes away.
Registration is actually open until Thursday until, because that's when the first live is. But we have the Refer a Friend promo, where if you are registered for the boot camp, whether it be you registered early registration or you're registering now, and you refer a friend who registers, you will each get a free course from Learning for You valued up to $100. Validation will happen after the boot camp launches, which is just after boot camp. We'll check and make sure that everybody's registered. We'll send out your coupon codes. You'll have 60 days to use that coupon. If you do not use your coupon in 60 days, you forfeit the offer, but refer a friend. Everything is better with friends. They make us laugh. They lift us up. They help us study. This is the perfect opportunity to bring someone in with you to learn from these five amazing doctors who have been with you for years now, telling you how it is, setting everything straight, never leading you astray. These are the five doctors that you can trust and you can keep coming back to, and they never waver. And they never change. If they don't know, they will tell you. There's no elaboration, no lies. And you guys know that because you come back all the time. You come back for all the podcasts and you come back for all the courses. And we love you for that. So bring a friend and everybody wins.
There we go. Great, perfectly said and well said. Over the years when we've done other boot camps, not just Five Docs boot camps, there were people that they registered and then they got together on Thursday nights. I remember somebody sent me a picture of there was like four of them that got together and they went through the other boot camps that we did, the Mastering Vaccine Info boot camps, and they watched it all together and they all had their notebooks and they were taking things online. And then that generated discussion amongst their friends. So what Cookie said is really true, and it's things that have happened for a really long time. So with that, I want to thank all my team for being here this morning. It takes a village to run these broadcasts. And so between Cookie and Heather and Michelle, Diane, Patricia, Jackie, Amanda, who does our amazing social media work, Solon, who does some of our publication work in the background, I want to thank all of them for being here because it takes a village to put all these things together. And I want to thank all of you who come every Tuesday morning and spend time with me here at Morning Coffee with Dr. T. We have 7 broadcasts a week. We do 3 on Monday. We do 2 on Tuesday. And then Thursdays are going to be really busy through the month of April. Happy hour at 6 p.m. Eastern time is me and Brad Cummings talking about living triumphantly in troubling times. We pre-record those, and I'm telling you, I've been through those lessons with Brad. They are something that you will want to listen to over and over and over again and take it into your heart. And then 7 o'clock is Critically Thinking with Dr. P and Dr. T. And then boot camp starts this Thursday night, and it will be from 8:30 Eastern time till about 8:30 till about 9:30, maybe 9:45. You know, we all get kind of long-winded, but we want to try to end about 9:45 because it does run late for people. And it's a long night between Brad Cummings and Larry and me and the boot camp Thursday nights. And so, you know, have an early dinner, pop some corn, you know, pour yourself your favorite beverage, whether it's kombucha or I liked these days, what I'm drinking a lot of is a club soda with some organic cranberry juice in it. That's kind of my go-to these days. Pour yourself a drink, pop some organic popcorn, and join us for Thursday evenings through the month of April. And with that, you can all of those things are recorded. You can always watch them after the fact if that doesn't work for your schedule. So with that, I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. I close all my broadcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until next week, we want you to lean into God, trust Him for everything. He will not let you down. I hope to see you this Thursday with Brad Cummings, with Larry and me and Critically Thinking, and then, of course, with the boot camp. And then we will see you next week, same place, same time, with Morning Coffee with Dr. T. Have a great week, everybody. Goodbye, and God bless. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our OptiLine, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries, and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT.